Section. Introduction. In this section, we introduce the construction of the dataset for our IN2 training and explain the detailed training process of our model FILM7B. In our IN2 training, we aim to teach the model explicitly that any position within a long context can contain essential information. To achieve this objective, we create a training dataset, D equals L underscore I, Q underscore I, A underscore I, where the answer A underscore I to the question Q underscore I requires information from randomly placed short segments within the entire long context, L underscore I. The process of constructing the data is illustrated in the figure. The training data, D, is built using a general natural language corpus, C. For each raw text, C underscore I, in C, we generate a question-answer pair, Q underscore I, A underscore I, with the help of a powerful LLM. Subsequently, we synthesize a long context, L underscore I, that contains essential information from C underscore I, and other randomly selected texts from C. We create two types of question-answer pairs that necessitate, 1. Understanding detailed information within the long context and, 2. Integrating and reasoning about information located at different positions in the long context. We utilize the real news-like subset from the C4 corpus as C, and employ GPT-4 Turbo as the LLM to generate QA pairs. Section summary. In this section, we introduce the construction of the dataset for our IN2 training and detail the training process of our model FILM7B. Our IN2 training focuses on explicitly teaching the model that crucial information can be found at any position within a long context. To achieve this, we create a long context question-answer training dataset where answers to questions require information from randomly placed short segments within the context, aiming to overcome the lost-in-the-middle challenge faced by long context large language models. Section. Fine-grained information awareness. In this section, we consider a 128 token segment as the smallest unit of context information. We start by randomly selecting a 128 token segment from a raw text, C underscore I, and then create the question answer pair, Q underscore I, A underscore I, and L underscore I. The pair, Q underscore I, A underscore I, is generated by prompting the powerful LLM with the segment S underscore I, and the instruction I underscore F. Here, O plus, CDOT, represents combining segments, and R underscore J, are randomly chosen from 128 token segments in C. The instruction I underscore F, guides the LLM to create a question-answer pair specific to the information in S underscore I. Moving on to integrating and reasoning with information, we not only use single segments but also generate question-answer pairs for information spanning two or more segments. Following the same 128 token segment setup, we divide a full text, C, underscore I, into a group of 128 token segments, S underscore I. We then create the question-answer pair, Q underscore I, A underscore I, and L underscore I. The instruction I underscore R directs the LLM to generate a multi-hop question-answer pair that involves information from at least two segments in S underscore I. All segments in S underscore I and R underscore J are mixed together, so the necessary segments may be far apart in the context. To ensure fair training without bias towards context length, we distribute the length of the long context L underscore I evenly from 4K to 32K tokens. This balancing strategy is achieved through reject sampling on R underscore J. To prevent forgetting important details in short contexts, we keep about 10% of question-answer pairs with the original texts C underscore I as short contexts, and include some general instruction tuning data from the dataset. Overall, our dataset for training contains 1.1 million long context data for fine-grained information awareness, about 63%. 300K long context data for integrating and reasoning information, around 17%, 150K short context question-answer data, approximately 9%, and 200K general instruction tuning data, about 11%. The appendix provides handcrafted instructions for data generation, examples of constructed long context QA data, and details on the filtering strategy to prevent data contamination during evaluation. Using the constructed training data, we further fine-tune Mistral 7B Instruct V0.2 to obtain FILM 7B, fill in the middle. We conduct IN2 training in the instruction tuning paradigm, where long contexts and questions serve as instructions, and the loss on the answer parts updates the model. The training details, including system templates for formatting the data and hyperparameters, are provided in the appendix. The training process involves a global batch size of 128, one epic training with around 14K steps, cosine learning rate decay, and training on 16 nodes of 8x80 GA100 GPUs. The entire training process takes about 300 GPU days. In the next part, we evaluate Film 7B on the needle in the haystack task and introduce various long context (VAL) probing to comprehensively assess its long context information awareness. This includes tasks covering different context styles, document, code, and structured data context, and information retrieval patterns, forward, backward, and bidirectional retrieval. Section summary. In this section, we focus on fine-grained information awareness by considering 128 token segments as the minimum information unit in the context. We randomly extract these segments from raw text, generate question-answer pairs specific to the information provided, and integrate information from multiple segments for reasoning. To balance context length during training, we evenly distribute long contexts from 4K to 32K tokens and retain some short context question-answer pairs in their original form to prevent catastrophic forgetting. Our dataset for training includes various types of data for different aspects of information awareness. Section: VAL probing. In this section, we consider VAL probing, which involves three context styles, document, code, and structured data context, and three retrieval patterns, forward, backward, and bidirectional retrieval. Each context in VAL probing contains around 32,000 tokens, and each task includes approximately 3,000 examples. The contexts and retrieval instructions in VAL probing are illustrated in the figure. For document sentence retrieval, bidirection, we use natural language sentences as contexts and aim to retrieve a single sentence containing a given piece. The sentences are taken from paper abstracts on archive. This task follows the bidirectional retrieval pattern, where the expected results contain words both before and after the given piece. The evaluation metric used is the word level recall score. In code function retrieval, backward, Python functions are used as contexts, and the goal is to retrieve the function name for a given line of code within the function definition. The functions are sampled from the StarCoder dataset, with three lines of definitions randomly selected for each function. This task follows the backward retrieval pattern, where the function name precedes the definition. The evaluation metric is the exact match accuracy. For database entity retrieval, forward, the contexts contain lists of structured entities with ID, label, and description fields. The query aims to retrieve the label and description for a given ID. The entities are sampled from Wikidata. This task follows the forward retrieval pattern, where the label and description follow the ID. The evaluation metric used is a relaxed exact match accuracy, where a score of 1 is given if either the label or description is exactly matched in the response. We evaluate the long context capability of Film 7B on both probing tasks and real-world long context tasks, while also examining the impact on performance in short context scenarios. Film 7B is compared with other long context models, including open source and proprietary ones, on various tasks using greedy decoding. In our experiments, Film 7B effectively addresses the lost-in-the-middle problem, showing robust performance across different positions within the context compared to the Mistral model. Additionally, Film 7B achieves comparable or better performance than GPT-4 Turbo on the probing tasks, demonstrating potential for open-source long-context models to compete with proprietary ones. Section summary. In this section, we introduce VAL probing, a retrieval-based approach that explores three context styles: document, code, and structured data context, and three retrieval patterns: forward, backward, and bidirectional retrieval. Each context in Val Probing contains approximately 32K tokens, with each task comprising around 3K examples. We evaluate the performance of Film 7B on probing tasks and real-world long context tasks, comparing it with various open-source and proprietary models, showcasing Film 7B's ability to address the lost-in-the-middle problem and achieve competitive performance with models like GPT-4 Turbo. Section. Val Probing presents a more challenging test suite for long context models. In this section, we present a more challenging test suite called Val Probing for evaluating long context models. We compare the probing results of two advanced long context models, Long Align and Intern LM2. Despite having larger training context windows, these models still face the challenge of losing information in the middle. This is interesting because they perform almost perfectly on the needle in the haystack task. The results suggest that Val Probing is tougher for long context models. Specifically, the document and database tasks in Val Probing show clear differences compared to the needle in the haystack task. The document task uses bidirectional retrieval on natural language context, while the database task uses structured data context with forward retrieval. These comparisons emphasize that both the style of context and retrieval patterns significantly impact the difficulty of probing tasks. Training on artificially created long context data effectively translates to real-world scenarios. The table displays the outcomes on various real-world long context tasks. It indicates that Film 7B notably enhances the performance of the base model in real-world long context situations. Additionally, it achieves top-level performance on these tasks among similar-sized open-source models. Notably, the long contexts used in IN2 training are all generated from short segments. These enhancements suggest that the long context skills learned from the artificial data can be successfully applied to real-world tasks. Film 7B maintains its performance on short context tasks. Our experiments show that models using sliding windows struggle to capture long-distance information effectively. Mistral 7B Instruct V0.1, which employs the sliding window strategy, performs poorly when information is far apart. We investigate whether our IN2 training can address the lost-in-the-middle issue under the sliding window strategy. The experiments with a 4K sliding window during training reveal that the sliding window strategy significantly hampers the long context capability of models. During the training stage, we follow the rope settings set for the base model. Studies suggest that training with higher information intensity may require a larger rope base. We explore whether adjusting the rope settings can enhance the IN2 training. Increasing the default rope base of the base model leads to better performances on Val Probing. We recommend using a 10 times larger rope base for conducting IN2 training. Recent research has made significant progress in training large models with extended context windows. There are two main directions in the development of long context LLMs: data engineering and effective training methods. Data engineering focuses on constructing long context data for training LLMs, while effective training methods optimize the training of long context models through various strategies and model architectures. Section summary. In this section, we present Val Probing as a challenging test suite for long context models, showcasing the probing results of Long Align and Intern LM2. Despite excelling in the needle in the haystack task, these models struggle with the lost-in-the-middle issue in Val Probing, emphasizing the difficulty of tasks with bidirectional retrieval and structured data context. Training on synthesized long-context data, as demonstrated by FILM7B, effectively generalizes to real-world scenarios, maintaining performance on short-context tasks and achieving state-of-the-art results among open-source models. Section. Long-context evaluations. In this section, we discuss the evaluations of long context models. We can categorize existing benchmarks into two groups. The first group consists of real-world benchmarks like Narrative QA, Longbench, Zero Scrolls, LEVAL, Lugal, NFT Bench, and others. These benchmarks evaluate general long context capabilities such as long context question answering, summarization, and language modeling. The second group includes probing tasks like needle in the haystack, passkey retrieval, synthesized document question answering, discovery, ruler, and the val probing introduced in our study. Among these probing tasks, our val probing stands out as the first one to explicitly consider various retrieval patterns.